Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. John Paul II Academy, Tucho must go and take his blasphemy with him. Dr. Christopher Mannion reports. On January 17th, leaders of the John Paul II Academy for Human Life and the Family formally requested that Pope Francis dismiss Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez from his post as prefect of the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith. I quote, "The sensual mystical literature for which the cardinal has a particular propensity is one of the worst evils of our time," end quote. Thus wrote Dr. Thomas Ward, Academy President and founder of England's National Association of Catholic Families. "It does nothing but justify the worst excesses of the sexual revolution that is deeply corrupting our society and leading our youth to the abyss," end quote. That statement speaks with authority because the John Paul II Academy for Human Life and the Family has a distinguished history. In fact, the work of its members represents the original intentions of St. Pope John Paul II when he founded the Pontifical Academy for Life in 1992. Its purpose was simple and clear: to pursue the interdisciplinary study and defense of human life in all its stages. The Academy's work continued smoothly defending life and the family for 24 years. Then, on December 31, 2016, Pope Francis suddenly saw fit to dissolve the Academy's membership and change its guiding statutes. And that change wasn't long in coming. Within a year, Maurizio Chiodi, professor of moral theology at the Theology Faculty of Northern Italy and a newly appointed member of the Academy for Life, led the way. On December 14, 2017, at a conference sponsored by the Pontifical Gregorian University, Chiodi declared that, and I quote, "an artificial method for the regulation of births could be recognized as an act of responsibility that is carried out not in order to radically reject the gift of a child, but because in those situations responsibility calls the couple and the family to other forms of welcome and hospitality," end quote. Note the definitions. Artificial, doesn't that mean unnatural? And regulation, doesn't he really mean prevention? And the same goes for responsibility. He says it twice in case you might have seen it as a fabrication the first time around. And it's all proven beyond a doubt by a passive conditional phrase that, on inspection, admits that such a recognition would take a lot of arm and mind twisting to embrace because it claims to create a truth ex nihilo. As Sandro Magister reported at the time, the conference had been organized by the university's Faculty of Moral Theology, directed by none other than the Argentine Jesuit Humberto Miguel Yáñez, a protege of then Archbishop Bergoglio. And note the irony, one dare not call it perfidy. The conference was billed as a celebration of the 50th anniversary of Humanae Vitae, which had been promulgated by St. Paul VI on July 25, 1968. Unfortunately, Chiodi took his historic opportunity to mock the truths defended in that prophetic document. By what authority? Chiodi cites Amoris Laetitia, On Love in the Family, the 2016 encyclical of Pope Francis. And that document, Vatican sources say, was ghostwritten by none other than Tucho Fernandez. And Tucho now serves as prefect of the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, the position held by Cardinal George Ratzinger from 1981 until he was elected to the papacy in April 2005. The revolt against the timeless teaching of the Church has now come full circle. A note on history. When Pope Francis cleansed the membership roster of St. John Paul's original academy 7 years ago, a number of those who were members ad vitam, members for life, were nonetheless not reappointed. They refused to allow that slight to deter them. They had made a lifelong commitment to promote the goals of the academy and of St. John Paul. These scholars were compelled in conscience to fulfill that obligation, and they steadfastly decided to continue their life's work. So in 2017, they founded the New Lay Academy, dedicating it to revealing the splendor of truth about life and the family as taught by Pope St. John Paul and by every supreme pontiff before him. They continue their work today, faithful to the authentic magisterium and perennial doctrine of the Catholic Church. Meanwhile, however, while Pope Francis' wrecking crew proceeded to turn truth on its head, we note that he kept the Academy's original name. Does his decision reflect his respect for the continuity of Church teaching, however sharply that teaching collides with the sinful way of the world? Our Peronis Pope is not a man of continuity. In fact, since his final profession as a Jesuit in 1973, he has breathed the noxious fumes of liberation theology that has ravaged the Latin American Church and nearly asphyxiated it in the past half century. Pope Francis clearly understands ideology, both its dangers and its attractions. In fact, he often invokes the term, usually referring to those Catholics loyal to his predecessors. But students of leftist movements like Marxism and liberation theology, its offshoot, recognize another feature in his choice to keep the Academy's original name. Ideologues, that is, by definition, those advocating any Gnostic revolt against reality, often hijack the beloved symbols of their enemies, empty them of their original content, and refill them with their perverted teaching, poisonous indeed, but often recognized only slowly, disguised as it is by the familiar and beloved label and language of old. The most flagrant of such hijacking is liberation theology's perversion of the person of Christ that depicts him as a political revolutionary. Anatoly Vasilyevich Unacharsky, Vladimir Lenin's first minister of education, put it succinctly, Christ was the first communist. There you go. And that statement is no mere wistful fantasy. It represents a profound and powerful call for revolutionary action. Introducing the new paradigm. In 2017, Pope Francis named Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia as the Academy's new director. The scandals that followed both the Academy and beyond have sadly not come as a surprise, and Tucho Fernandez simply personifies them all. Last August, in an interview with Stephen Mosier, president of the Population Research Institute, Dr. Ward quoted Archbishop Paglia's own description of the new path he has charted for the Academy. In his words, said Dr. Thomas, the role of the Academy is to accept the invitation contained in paragraph 3 of the Pope's Apostolic Constitution, Veritatis Gaudium, where he calls for, and here he's quoting the document, a broad and generous effort at a radical paradigm shift, or rather, dare I say, at a bold cultural revolution, end quote. Wait a minute. Isn't that somewhat extreme? Not to worry. The Holy Father is quoting here an authoritative encyclical. And I quote, all of this shows the urgent need for us to move forward in a bold cultural revolution, end quote. And that comes from Laudato Si, number 114, promulgated in 2015. That's right. Pope Francis is quoting himself. Archbishop Paglia, Ward continues, believes that Veritatis Gaudium, calls for a radical paradigm shift in theological reflection, to render a service to the magisterium by opening up a space for dialogue that makes research possible and encourages it. This is how we see the role of the academy, which Pope Francis himself also wanted on the front line on delicate issues to be addressed through a transdisciplinary approach. End quote. On hearing this, Moser, a historian whose copious works recount the horrors of the Cultural Revolution of Chairman Mao, asks, well, who are some of the others collaborating with Francis on this radical paradigm shift we have been talking about? Dr. Ward recounts how Cardinal McCarrick was so impressed in 2013 when, and I quote, one influential Italian told him that Cardinal Bergoglio could reform the church. If we gave him 5 years, he could put us back on target. He could make the church over again, end quote. There you go, on target. The revolution marches on to the cheers of none other than Uncle Ted McCarrick. The most accurate Italian translation of the new paradigm is senza uscita, dead end, tutto has to go. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.